Nigel Mitchell is an educator based in Adelaide, South Australia, and he has taught in the government and private sectors in primary, secondary, and university levels. In his current role as Manager of Online Professional Learning for the Australian Science Teachers Association, Nigel works with members of the State and Territory Science Teacher Associations to increase digital literacy amongst educators by promoting the use of online technologies in teacher professional learning and in the classroom.
Main part of my work is managing a website, which is linked to the ASTA website, where I'm collecting and presenting links and resources for teachers to use online in their professional learning and also in the classroom. And I'm also really encouraging teachers to use that as a space where they can collaborate with other educators and share resources that they've developed. And of course, with the coming of the Australian curriculum, which is being phased in throughout Australia as we speak, there is a much greater need for and potential for collaboration with teachers across the country, because whereas in the past there might have been a 50 or 60% correlation between what was taught in different parts of the country, that factor is creeping up towards 80 or 90% now, and that's making quite a difference to the way teachers are approaching their education and the way that they're looking for resources.
Mm. Speaking of education, you yourself have a fascinating teaching background, including teaching of religion and history. How did you come to embrace technology, as it were? I mean, was it from your experiences in teaching distance education?
Yes, mainly. Yeah. Although I think I've always been a bit of a geek. I've always been that person in the various work situations I've been in, the person who helped other people set up their mobile phones or their email or their new computers and those sorts of things. And I think I created my first website in the early 1990s, which is not right back at the beginning, but I've certainly been online since then. I think I had my second or third I've had an email address since the early 90s as well. So I've been around. Mm. I'm very old, you know. and so having worked in various things with the church and in educational institutions, primary, secondary and tertiary, I put things together, I suppose, and developed a real interest in online technology and e-learning. And even though I don't have a science background, and my greatest claim to fame in science is getting a B in year 12 chemistry back in the late 1970s, but the Science Teachers Association, I guess, recognised that the role of this position was not to actually be the person presenting, but to manage the space and facilitate the presentation of science education for teachers. And so that's what I do. Of course, I really love science. I'm fascinated by it. And one of the great perks of my job is that I get to go and attend conferences all around the country and sit at the feet of and sometimes together at breakfast with some of Australia's top scientists and people working in science education. And that's, as I say, it's a perk and I love it.
Now, clearly you're passionate about technology and you're keen on getting people into the sphere of learning online. Is everyone as eager as you are? And what happens when they're resistant?
Well, sadly, no, everyone's not eager. And it's not easy sometimes to convince people. I also spend quite a bit of time dispelling the myth that the bright young things are the ones that are taking to it like a duck to water, and that older people are resistant to it, because I actually don't find in my work there's a great correlation between age and preparedness to use technology in teaching. I think It's more a mindset of, we encourage our students to have inquiring minds and to be prepared to accommodate to new ideas and new ways of doing things. And teachers need to do that too. So I guess a significant part of my job, paradoxically in a way, because it's an online job, but I spend about a third of my time travelling all over Australia, speaking at conferences, mostly of science teachers, although sometimes of people involved in other sorts of education. Mm. And a significant part of my brief is to help people, and I guess challenge them a bit, to increase their digital literacy, to be aware that there's more to the internet than Facebook and Wikipedia, important as those things are.
Yeah. Now, of course, you're going to be presenting at Science Rewired on the topic of online science as an education tool. What are some of the things people can expect from attending your session?
Well, I'll be talking about some of the tools and websites that I have been developing and helping people to be aware of in my work. And also, I guess sharing, I'm looking forward to working with some of the other people in the Science Rewired conference and bouncing a few ideas around about how we're challenging people really to take up the opportunities that online interaction can give.
Great. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity to network as well.
Should be. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you very much for talking to me, Nigel.
Thanks a lot.